In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
To In Sickness and In Health, the podcast where we chat about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with
in sickness and in health.
Thank you, Claire.
You're welcome.
Each week we'll discuss a topic and on some occasions we'll be joined by a guest
Woo-hoo!
Or two who can give us an insight into their deal breakers and things they could not tolerate in a relationship. Don't forget that you can get stuck in by participating in polls, sending us messages at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. And also, if you do like this podcast, just give us a rating and stuff, like 5 stars. If you don't like it, don't review it.
No.
If you don't like it, absolutely fine.
But don't tell us.
That's it.
All
right? Don't want to know.
We don't want to know.
I do read them, although I haven't read them for a while.
I don't read them.
Oh.
Okay, so
right.
This is a very special episode of In Sickness and In Health because, yeah. Drum roll, we've got some guests.
We've got some guests. It's Joe and Diane.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, hello.
Thanks for doing this, guys. We
Again,
do appreciate
just
it.
Just more of our friends that we roped in.
Not bullying to doing it. You're coming on. Yeah, you're coming on.
Well, I feel quite nervous because I've listened to every episode. So it feels like I'm, you know, when you like, you see, they say never meet your heroes.
You, I just don't believe
no,
you.
No, he really does.
I've heard all about the fleshlight.
Oh, yeah.
I know about what else?
The banjo snapping.
All the blood.
A lot of blood.
You went for that blood phase.
Diane's like, what the hell am I got myself into?
Will not lie, I haven't listened yet, but I will. I will start.
You'll listen to this one.
Tomorrow.
Do you know what? If you listen, I will too.
Here we go, we've got a deal.
Right, just a little catch up.
Yeah, we need to do a little bit of
because last week, James, you did the hot chip challenge.
I did, yeah.
And before you shut your little face there.
Go on.
Because you before you did it.
Definitely don't have a little face.
sorry, shut your big face.
I look like that. That's what my face looks like.
Moon face.
Before
right,
you
I used to get called moon face at school.
Oh, that's sad.
And strawberry head.
Traumatised him.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I see that one.
Oh,
yeah, I do as well,
Is it scratch and sniff?
Yeah.
It was, people used to say I had a heart-shaped head.
Yeah, it is a bit heart-shaped, because it's like, goes into a point of the
okay,
ball.
What's that,
carry
the
on.
Queen of Hearts?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Alex strawberry head better. Right, but you were very confident last week. You were very, I'll do the hot chip challenge, don't think so. Yeah, it'll be a bit spicy.
It was spicy.
Yeah, but what happened?
Right.
In fact, you shut your big fucking strawberry head. I'll talk you through it. Let me talk you through.
Well, I'll just say this. Unfortunately, I did it during the podcast.
Yeah, you did.
And I did feel, I've not listened to it, but I did feel like I started to go a bit quiet.
Yeah, I think so.
Which you may have noticed if you were listening. It wasn't until about half an hour after we finished the podcast.
Yeah.
That I really started to get the effects
so
of this hot chip.
So we went down to the train station to get our train home. And as we were walking in, he was just going, oh, you know, my belly, my stomach doesn't feel right.
I was getting intense pain in my stomach. Like really, really bad pain.
So he hunched over in the train station and then he just turned around and looked at me and he went, have you got a bag?
Oh, no.
Now, luckily, I actually had a plastic bag in my handbag.
Yeah.
And I gave it to him and he threw up in the train station.
No. Just in the middle. You actually threw up?
Yeah, just in the middle. I was on my knees holding the bag on the floor going, like that. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Claire was sort of turned into like a sort of security bodyguard type person.
Oh, no.
You were very sweet. It was like you were trying to sort of keep me with some...
Well, don't tell people that. I'm
dignity.
Not supposed to be sweet.
No, but you were. I could tell you were like, I don't want anyone fucking seeing James.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Did anyone get photos or anything? Did anyone like...
No.
No, I was watching everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With a coat around it.
But then we had to go... That was on the tube. Then we had to go and get the train. And we had to go for our kids for the school pickup.
Yeah.
So I was like, James, the next train is coming. Can you move? Like, I've got to go. And he was like, I can't, I'm struggling. So I left him, ran on the train. By the way, I fell. I fell in the train station.
Oh,
it was the worst journey home we've ever had. I ran ahead, went on the train.
I couldn't
left
run.
Left James.
We were going to miss the train. I was like, I'm going to have to get the one behind you. Because I could not
But then you
move.
threw up again.
And then I threw up at the train station now, on the platform.
He'd already used the bag.
Oh.
The bag had gone. Oh. So I just found a drain.
Oh, no!
I just found a small child's backpack.
No. No, I found a drain. It was really, really terrible. And I was on my haunches.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the thing that we say a lot on this podcast for some reason. When you sort of sit on
your knees and you sit on the back of your leg. Oh.
That's your haunches. Okay, isn't that just taking a squat?
Right, get back on the mic.
Yeah, squatting. I was squatting.
Squatting.
I was popping a squat and
popping a lock in.
Just on the platform. Just on a busy train station.
Was it like a spike? So
one singular chip.
Yep.
Yeah.
One chip.
One like the size of a Dorito.
No.
But at the time, was it like hot?
Yes, it was. It was really, really hot. And
hotter
like,
than like your.
Yeah.
It was. Vindaloo's and stuff.
It was super spicy, and I was like, oh yeah, no, that is hot, and that was what I was expecting.
Yeah.
And to be fair, the spice, I was like, yeah, no, it is hot.
Yeah.
And I was a bit like, give me some milk.
Yeah.
I did drink a load of milk and stuff. It was definitely hot. But it was like my stomach, about half an hour later, was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Whoa,
get that
that's
out
mad.
Of
there.
I was in so much pain.
Also lasted a few days.
Yeah,
you weren't right for a few days.
At the train station, I was like, I think I'm going to have to go to hospital.
Oh, here it goes. Anyway, I just wanted...
So don't do it.
I just wanted to touch on the fact that you completely crumbled under the hot chip challenge.
Yeah, and not in an entertaining, amusing way.
No, throwing up in public way.
Pathetic, embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. So, I just wanted to quickly touch on that, guys, because I know everybody wanted to hear what had happened.
Anyway, Joe and Diane... Diane and Joe.
Never Diane and Joe, actually,
that
is it?
Weird.
Never. Weird. Everyone always Diane says and Joe and Diane.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because of the In the Pan thing.
I know, Joe and Diane in the Pan. We always say that.
And there's a song, isn't there? Oh, no, that's Jack and Diane. Sorry. It's not Joe and Diane.
I think of you too when I hear that song.
Yeah.
I've never even heard that.
Remember there was a song called...
Joe and Diane?
No. We once went to... when we just got together... We went to...
Shooting Glen.
Yeah, Shooting Glen. Oh. And we... Do you remember when we were staying there? And out of nowhere, the speaker came on. And it was the song was... "Here's to Diane." Was that playing that over and over again? Or was it saying Joe and Diane or something?
I don't think it said Joe and Diane. It was something about Diane. It was just randomly coming on. Yeah.
Wasn't it Joanne?
It was "Send My Love."
It was
to
Joanne.
Diane.
It was Joanne.
Because you vlogged it. I watched that vlog.
Yes, it was. It was Joanne.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't coming from you.
Still to this day, we have no idea who did that or where that came from.
Yeah. Just randomly came on.
Just randomly kept playing.
Do you find this weird? Like, I know so much about you guys.
I know
that but even before we were friends,
I know
so much about you.
Yeah, it's weird.
Really?
You vlog all the time and stuff.
I knew nothing about him when I met him. Zero. I was like, who is this guy? I googled how many moles he has. I did.
Really?
What was the answer?
I did.
I did remember
because when you were announced on Strictly, I was like, oh, he could be a possible partner. I thought I saw him in a restaurant, but we hadn't met, like none of the celebrities had met the pros yet. I was like, I swear that's Joe Sugg. And I was like, I've seen in the picture that was announced that he had moles. So I Googled how many moles was on his face because that's how I could determine if it was him or not. And I kept walking past this guy looking
Joe
at his
Sugg,
YouTuber,
moles.
But it wasn't him because you have distinct moles around your chin.
It shapes the left side of my face.
It does. And then I realised that is not him.
It was just some other little dweeb with moles.
Yeah.
But you said that. I remember you saying that when you first came to our house. Yeah. You were like, I already know where everything is. I feel like I've been in this kitchen a million times.
Yeah, it is.
It's so odd.
It just made me think about the first time I ever spoke to you. I sent you a DM on Twitter, I think it was, just showing you my PlayStation 1 games that I've got.
Yeah.
So
like,
look, James, I've got these retro games.
Yeah.
But no, it is. Like, even being here, it feels like we are in one of the rooms in your house.
Yeah.
Well, we are.
Well, I was going to say, Joe, probably meant to be.
Whoops.
No, it's not. It's not. Okay, so what we do quite a lot... Why do you always laugh at me when I try and, like...
Be presentery.
Yeah.
Because I like it.
Right, well, you... See, there was a lull coming there.
Yeah, and you filled it in brilliantly, but it was Claire going into presenter mode, and it was great.
Right, structure.
It was great.
Right,
I think you're very good, Claire.
Thanks, Diane.
Very good.
So as well. I wasn't saying you were bad.
I just started laughing.
I like it.
Right, well, no, you can like fucking do it.
Well, listen, a regular feature, which Joe will know, on the podcast is that we like to talk about train etiquette.
Yes.
Which has sort of evolved.
Did you get the train in here?
We did get the train in.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This is why we're actually delayed.
It's evolved.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, awful etiquette there, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
Trespasser
on the line. Which, what does that mean? Because I always try and think.
See,
yeah, it's always
it could either be some little dickhead who's tagging up the trains.
Yeah.
Graffiti or something. Or it could be someone who's just not feeling too well.
So this is my point. So I was like, if it's like code for something more deep, then obviously respect.
You can't slag it off.
You can't, obviously, never. But if it's like a dog walker who just got lost and end up on the track, how do you? Because they fence it.
I just assume it's an old person.
Just got lost.
It's a silly old person.
A rambler. A geocacher.
That would be me.
I would help.
I'm on that track.
Listen.
You'll find me. You'll be getting phone calls in about, I reckon, in the next 2 decades. You'll be getting phone calls going, "Yeah, we've picked him up again."
Oh.
He was walking around the park in his dressing gown. He can't remember how to get home.
Oh God, that's because I fucking looked him out in his dressing gown. Leave him.
It's because I fucking dropped him off there.
Leave
He's senile.
Will you stop phoning me?
There was actually someone. I don't know if you noticed this. There was someone sat through the gap on the train who had the same similar hairstyle to you.
Good-looking guy, but like, stylish bloke.
Because you're a rare breed. Like in public, I feel like that sort of style, that hairstyle.
His head wasn't a strawberry
shape,
though. So.
I was going to message.
Thank you.
I was going to message you, but. I've already messaged you too many times this morning.
Do you know what? I was at a cinema once. I was watching, I think I was watching a Lord of the Rings movie.
Right.
With my mates, Jamie and Tom, I remember it.
Right.
And we were sat there, and in the silence, there was someone talking on the screen, obviously. Mm. They do that, don't they, actors? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know. And they, and someone just went, "Yeah, he's got the same shaped head as my dad."
Wow.
And all three of us looked at each other and were like, right, hold it, because we've got another 8 hours of movie that we need to get through.
Yeah.
And then when we got out, we were like, the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
It was like, he's got the same, he could be my dad's head shape double.
Wow.
And the other bloke went, yeah, no, he does, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no. Well,
I mean, it wasn't like the tree or an orc or something like that. It wasn't like
right,
a joke.
Yeah.
It was just one of the sort of elves or the human-y looking characters.
Right.
Nothing unique about the head at all whatsoever.
Just the head. Head.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm going to think that every time I have a strawberry now. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Me too.
So, yeah, we do like to talk about train etiquette. Mm. This is a big thing for me. I feel like when you're on the train or if you're in public, there's a certain way you should behave. You're not in your house. It's not your private space. Yeah. You need to...
Respectful.
Know, yeah.
Yeah.
Of other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like this is right up your street, Joe. Mm.
We were on the train today.
Yeah.
We were like getting a seat near the toilets. Ooh.
Not near
right?
the toilet.
No,
right
next to the
next
toilet.
Is.
Yeah. I don't know why so many... There was a queue at one point.
To get into the loo.
Why? Yeah, so why aren't you going before you get on a journey?
Well, you are a bit of a loo
I'm a bit of a,
user.
Yeah, I have to.
But it's
I've
the,
got
to well,
go,
Joe
I've
told
got to
me
go.
That you took a shit on the way in.
I did. And thank God I did.
Joe said, we're running a bit late. Diane's gone to the toilet. She must be doing a poo.
Because you were ages.
You actually didn't you? And there was
ages.
A massive queue. I don't care. You can talk about it.
But I had to sort of awkwardly wait there. You took ages.
Yeah, because it was a big old queue.
Yeah. We're very fortunate, I feel like, as men,
guys,
that we don't, that we got troughs.
So a lot of the time, you don't even have to find a toilet as a bloke.
No.
There's been plenty of times. Yeah. You know, 2 o'clock in the morning or something.
On the side of the road.
Go.
Yeah. Is that illegal?
Some toilets.
Very illegal.
Is it?
Yeah,
oh,
but I'm
okay.
a bad boy. So.
Right.
Some toilets on trains, though, I don't know if it's the same with yours, but they're like the sort of...
You don't
single man review yourself.
You don't know whether
scary.
Yeah, you don't know whether it's going to open or not.
Yeah, they are very
Give
scary.
Me a first Great Western, proper old school lock any day.
Yeah. Why? Who decided to get rid of the lock?
I don't know.
Have we
like
got
it. Don't trust it.
But have we got a train etiquette
We do.
Story?
So we've got a story from a listener. It's plain etiquette.
Plain etiquette.
Okay. So let me read this to you and then we'll get everybody's
reaction
opinion.
To it. Yeah, go on. Okay. Great presenting there. Really good.
Listen.
That's the idea. Let me read this to you. We'll get
Right,
everybody.
You can read it.
No, I don't want to read
well,
it.
Well, you're reading it.
I feel like you're going to get told off once we've left.
Definitely. I'm sensing that.
You were showing off.
Okay, so this is from a listener. I've got some plain etiquette that needs sorting out. A few years ago, my husband and I were flying home from our honeymoon in Mexico.
Ooh.
I got my seat, sat back, and attempted to get comfortable. Suddenly, some dirty cow sat behind me, gets her grim... our listeners are straight to the point.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't fuck around.
Some dirty cow sat behind me, gets her grim bare feet and pushes them through either side of my chair and rests them on my
armrest. Is this a genuine one?
Whoa.
Because that happens a lot.
I've seen
videos and stuff of that happening.
Yeah, so she's put her bare feet on this person's armrest.
Right. Where'd you get the balls to do that?
Yeah,
where'd you get the guts to...
I should probably stop doing that, shouldn't I?
You're looking for trouble doing that.
Like,
you want someone to turn around and have an issue with it so then you can kick off. That's what that's all about, I feel like.
Yeah, some people are just up for it.
They wake up and go, do you know what? I want to piss some people off today.
Yeah.
Could be.
I just... do that to Claire. I'll save all of that energy I just save for you.
Yeah, you're so well behaved in the world and then you come home and you're just the most irritating.
Yeah.
Annoying.
I've spent money on stuff just to annoy you.
Anyway, let me get through this story. So I thought, absolutely not. So I took my elbows and jammed them down on her feet so hard that I can still hear the sound of her toes crunching to this day. Needless to say, she removed her manky feet. Am I right to be disgusted and
absolutely.
Act the way I did? Or was she in the right to have her feet out?
I maybe would have... mentioned, I don't think I would have gone straight for violence.
I think you might have.
Well, it depends, because, like, if you are, and I assume they're British, and that's a long old flight, Mexico. And you are irritated on, especially on long flights. Mm-hmm. It's annoying, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe I just go straight for it.
I would have turned around, looked her straight in the eye, and go, "This little piggy is not going to market."
would have been nice.
See, that's the kind of thing that I would have thought of about an hour later.
In my head, an hour afterwards. Yeah.
But Joe, I don't feel like you're very confrontational.
Absolutely not. No. Right. In my head, I am.
Yeah. You've got so much good stuff that you want to say, but you just wouldn't do it.
Exactly. Yeah. My mouth doesn't let me.
I'm the same. In my head, I'm Rambo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like ready to just destroy everyone.
In my head as well, you're Rambo.
I'm like ready for anything to kick off, and I feel like if it's like a real serious situation, then I'd unleash that. But until then, I've just got
to bottle all that up and let it come out in a really weird, unhealthy way.
You know, you like convince yourself that you, in like a scenario, you could handle it.
Yeah.
I'm like that.
Yeah.
I feel like if push came to shove, I would be able to save the day.
I do a lot of daydreaming about scenarios and stuff, and I was like, right, I'd do that. Then I would say this.
Yeah.
And then everyone would applaud.
Yeah.
It's just always the medal. James Buckley show. You'd get the key to the city.
That was it, yeah.
Diane, what would you do in that situation? Do you think she's right?
No, she's definitely not right. I don't think she should put her feet up there. But what would I do in that situation? What do you think I would do, Joe?
You're much more, if Diane's got an issue with something, my brother. She would say something. Like, we've been to restaurants before where her sauerkraut is too salty and she's taking it back.
Yeah, you can't.
I am that kind of... But only every now and then, I'm like...
Oh, you can't do it at all. People know who you are. You can't do that.
Coffee as well. Like, I can't if my coffee's
wrong. I've had shit served up on a plate to me.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. If the food's not right, you're absolutely right to go, this isn't right and I'm paying for this, so I deserve what I pay for. But people love a story.
I know. Yeah.
They would love Strictly's Diane.
She forgets.
Complains in a restaurant.
Yeah, but
even though that's not the story. The story is, the restaurant was shit.
But see, you
do it in a
that
nice way.
There's been times where we've stopped off at a service station for her to get a coffee. And I go, we can stop here, but I know for a fact you will not like the coffee here. Because
I'm a coffee snob.
And we stopped there and she... And they fill it in a cup, because when you were little, you're the sort of person that if it wasn't your special spoon, you wouldn't eat.
Yeah,
dessert.
I could only eat from a certain spoon.
Right. Like, she's one of those people.
Right. When I say I wouldn't eat for because mum would go, well, you're not eating then. And I just wouldn't because the spoon was wrong.
So she'll ask for a long black, which is apparently a long espresso, like a long espresso.
Yeah.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I say, just if you're going to get a coffee from here, make sure you ask for it how you want it. Otherwise, you know what they're like. They won't do it how you like it. She comes out and I just watch her. I'm in the car, already knowing what's about to happen. I can see it straight on her face. She just opens it and just pours it straight down the drain.
No, Joe, not all of it.
You did do that once.
I did do it once. Yeah. That is true.
To prove a point.
In public.
Yeah, just to prove a point.
Listen, I'm like that.
Yeah. Right, in front of the window.
So that they can see.
I'm a fan of a dramatic...
You love being dramatic. You love being dramatic.
I like sometimes... And
may I remind you just a few minutes ago...
I can do a big move.
When we were walking in here and you were shouting and swearing in the street because the wind was moving your hair.
My hair's...
There was a guy walking behind you who literally was like... I wanted to say to him, I was dropping
like some C-bombs and stuff.
You were going mental.
I was getting angry with the wind.
Yeah. It was really embarrassing.
I feel like we've got similar texture hair, though. Wind ruins my hair. Like, when it lifts it in, like, whole flaps.
That's it. See,
like
I'm
on an aeroplane when it lands and it goes
I've started the HIMS journey. I've started doing...
Minoxidil?
Oh. What's it called? Minoxidil or something like
that. Oh,
Minoxidil. To make it grow faster.
I've heard about that.
To grow thicker because my fringe is getting thin. And that's my whole thing.
Apparently it can make you... It can make you
limp, can it?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't need that anyway.
I'm done with mine, aren't I?
Yeah,
it's done. It's done what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't worry about it.
Solid head of hair.
We've got two kids. We've got we're not going to have any more.
In fact, that would be music to my ears.
Do you know what? I was actually having a genuine conversation with Danny Dyer.
Go on.
Do you remember this? When I was saying that I'd be up for just having them lopped off.
Right.
Because...
So you can hit that high note.
Well, one, it would help my singing career. But also, I think I'd be able to concentrate a bit more.
Yeah, I think so.
Because,
yeah.
You know, you can't help it, Claire, but you are an attractive lady. And I'm just going about my business at the home
just
and stuff.
Is that the worst compliment ever? It's like he was talking to like his friend's mum.
But you'll be like making cereal or something in the kitchen. I'll just be like, yeah,
making cereal.
Oh, well.
Why you do them Cheerios?
So I'd be like, oh god. But if I had the nuts chopped off,
yeah, let's do it.
I would just focus that energy in like things that I probably need to do in my life.
You've gone from hot chip to having your nuts cut off. This is getting where you go after that.
All right, next week, live on the... The fuck were we talking about?
We were talking about some dirty cow.
The dirty cow with the foot thing.
Right, well, listen, obviously, this person who's wrote in, obviously, we're all on your side.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you can't be doing
And God bless you as well.
Yeah, for going
good for
straight
you.
To
good
violence.
For you. Straight
Absolutely.
With the elbows.
Love
straight
it.
With the MMA style.
Don't let them think for a second that there's any argument.
My problem would be was I'd be like, it's too late.
What, because she already had her feet up?
The feet, I don't want to touch the arms
now.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, like, you are a bit like that.
I'd be sitting there going,
I'd have to swap with you.
Yeah.
I'd have to tell her to get her feet done, then I'd have to sit in the chair.
Yeah.
Imagine it's got a big old bunion on it as well. Like a wonky toe.
Also, I'm not...
Going
like,
off at 45-degree angles.
You're just describing my feet.
You're a dancer, you're allowed.
I'm allowed.
I think I've got a foot fear.
You don't like feet?
No.
No, you don't like feet.
I don't like my own feet.
If I can see
my own feet, I get freaked out.
Mine are like fingers.
You well, have your long toes.
I can do everything with my feet that I carry in my hands. Everything.
Can you clasp them together?
Is that true? Is that true, Dorian?
It's very true.
Is it our fault?
You lucky lady. Moving on.
Go on, James, where are we moving on to?
I've embarrassed myself. I've gone red.
Now you really look like a strawberry.
That's the thing with me as well, right, is that I do think I am a bit of a prude.
You really?
Even though, like, I'm meant to be Jay from The Inbetweeners,
yeah.
I find talking about sort of sex and stuff, I'm really quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
I always have done. Yeah. I don't like talking about it.
I think both of us are a bit like that, actually.
Yeah. I don't mind talking about other people so much.
Yeah.
Joe's marvellous toes.
What Joe can do with his toes.
But no, we had to...
All right, Diane, calm down.
Yeah, calm down now.
Relax.
Can we have a break?
We had to ask production to stop making the listener story is so sort of sexy.
Yeah, James is getting
because I was just a bit like, oh, it's a bit much, isn't it? Like with the banjo thing and also the fleshlight stuff.
The banjo one finished us for a while.
Yeah.
After that, we were like, right, let's go back to the beginning. We'll work up to the banjo again.
But everyone knows somebody that's happened to.
I do.
I do, yeah. Oh, I told you about it afterwards.
You did, yeah. You knew somebody. Yeah. Do you know somebody?
I knew someone.
And was it during sex?
I feel like that's the only way it can happen.
Yeah. Sorry, why you said sort of?
It was actually during triple jump. It was a friend at a house party. I feel like in a bathroom.
Oh dear.
I think.
Oh, not even like a little sort
that
of.
That was a rumor anyway.
Right.
Right.
But you always it's like a rumor that somebody's always snapped. You
yeah,
have
I bet.
No, that's why I'm like, oh. Just make noises. It'll be all right.
Just join in.
The banjo.
Do you not know what we're talking about?
No idea.
She has seen one. I just want to point out. She'll know what it is when I tell her.
Yeah.
I only just found out what a chode was.
Wait, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. You know what a chode is?
Oh, you need to know.
Wait, you don't know what a chode
is? I literally found out a couple of weeks ago.
I feel like I've heard it on TV. Like in America, they call someone a chode or something.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, short and fat.
When your willy's wider than it is long.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a Coke can, almost.
Okay.
But shorter, like a squished Coke can.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Joke.
Listen, girth over length, always.
I'm getting mine cut off. Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right. As you may or may not know, this show...
Yes.
Is all about non-negotiables, right? Mm-hmm. So what you couldn't put up with
in a relationship.
It was meant to be.
I feel like we've strayed
very quickly got onto trains and banjos.
Yeah.
So like deal breakers, stuff that you would be like, I like him, but he does this, so it can't happen or whatever.
Yep.
So before we talk about all those nitty gritty details, which is what we like to call them, let's talk about you two.
God, us two.
God.
Strictly's love story.
We call it a Strictly Blessing.
It is, yeah.
Strictly Blessing.
It is a good...
That's why James won't ever let me do Strictly, because he thinks I'll just fall in love with a big hunky dancer.
That's the last thing I need, some really good-looking, muscly bloke...
throwing me around.
Oh, no, Joaquin Marquez. Yeah. Come on, let's dance.
But I wouldn't have a leg to stand on either. Like, I'd be like,
more
yeah,
hips.
No. Literally.
I'd go, yeah.
We've had a little boogie at your place. You can dance.
So we had
getting ready again.
There you go.
Joe and Diane came to us. God, this is a while ago now. Yeah. It was before Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got drunk.
It was before the last year Strictly, because I was... trying to convince you to do it.
Well, and I was really drunk.
We all got drunk.
And then you started teaching me some steps.
Yeah, and then you pulled out a full tap routine. And I was like, whoa, where did that come from?
It was like Artful Dodger.
And then, by the way, hold on. The rage texting that James was doing to Joe the next day, being like, please don't put that in the vlog. Please don't put that in the vlog.
No, I was... I was really drunk and... Diane was going, you're actually quite good, isn't it? And because of the type of person I am.
The strawberry head was getting bigger.
Exactly. I love that. I love it when people say I'm good at stuff. Yeah, so I was am I? Am I really? So I went to bed that night and I was going, talking to you, and I was like, I think I'm doing it.
James went to bed drunk, convinced he was going to do Strictly, woke up in the morning and went, Claire, did I say I was going to do Strictly this year?
Oh, and I'm not doing it.
I had producers messaging me, being like, oh, can you get him to do it? They really want
you. Do you know what? I don't know.
Guaranteed, at least.
Well, he can't. He's doing this new hair thing.
Oh, that's true.
Well, yeah.
And then there was also a point where you were like, right, I'll do it as long as I can be your partner. Can you sort that out, Diane? She was like, well, I don't know.
It's not
it
how
depends.
It works, is it? Because I don't want to... I'd feel ever so vulnerable. I'd hate to, dance with someone I don't know and they'll be like, who is this strawberry-headed freak that's turned up?
Apparently he was on some show, 50 years ago.
Fucking 50!
Right, but
I'm joking, by the way. I'm a big fan.
You two obviously met on Strictly.
Yes.
What a great story, though.
I know.
And it's so cool that it's all documented.
Yeah.
That is nice.
I did a show a few years ago called Who Do You Think You Are? Where they go into your family past and stuff. And it was nice finding out how your grandparents, great-grandparents met and things like that. And back in the old days, it was all through, dances. And they go up to a dance. May I have this dance, that kind of thing. So, technically, I can say I met my
Were you going to say wife?
Oh, you dead?
My partner.
Have you got a ring in your pocket now?
In the future, it'll be like, I met my wife through dancing, technically, and you can watch the moment we met. It's really weird that you can like watch the moment that we met, I guess.
That's nice,
on camera.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we still dance to this day, don't we, Joe?
Every now and then, yeah. I'm more keen than you are in a way, because I guess you're dancing all the time. So when you come home, you don't want to dance with me, who's like rusty and doesn't know how to do it. And
very true.
But you were very good, the pair of you.
We got good, didn't we? I guess we survived the rounds. I think
if you saw him at the beginning,
yeah, we should find the video
you'd
and show them the video.
Oh my god, your first dance!
The first dance, it was actually tragic. How
oh,
bad
see, I
was.
Thought you were a natural. No, I thought
absolutely
you were
not. Because you're quite good.
Diane's like, oh no, it was all me.
I can't do my coordination. Is like if she'll go, you know, if you put your right foot forward, put your left. Like you're
opposition.
Walking.
Opposition.
Yeah. Opposite
hands to feet.
So I'm doing this.
It's still,
that's more difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It's not that is not natural. You never walk
that's
down
like
the street.
Running with
the same arm and leg.
It's like, I feel like Bill and Ben the Flower Pot Men.
Yeah.
It's a very old reference. Christ.
So going into just sort of like what, because we don't want to talk about all the nice stuff.
Yeah. No, we don't care about that.
No, we don't care about
that.
We know you're
you
in
hate
love.
About each other.
We know you're so great together.
How much we hate each other.
When you first got together, were there any like red flags or things where you were like, oh, I really like him and I really like her, but.
So like
for us, for me,
red flags
well,
for,
for me
guys.
And James, like we have things
Go
that
on.
It was like. No, what we talked about together, it was like music taste. Like we would find it really difficult to be with somebody who didn't like her music. Maybe even like food preferences or things that they do.
Because we are a bit chalk and cheese.
I would 100% say
chalk and cheese.
You are so the opposite
of each other.
In every way you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's, first off, like you don't actually know any music, do you? Like even today,
I don't know music. I love music. But I don't know any names to any music. I don't know any artists. Like, I'm just terrible like that.
Her Spotify Wrapped is like, you listen to 10 minutes of music this year.
I'm like, Joe, it went up a minute. It's amazing. No, but like things like, for example, what you would get really angry at me for, and I'm like, what? Is like, you know, when you go to the supermarket and you have to put like the, what is it like the next... If you put all your grocery onto the conveyor belt, and you have to put like the little thing at the end,
To signify this is the end of my shopping.
Yeah,
you may
so
now
we've
go...
had a full blown argument because I haven't put that thing on, and Joe's like, "That's so rude, Diane. You can't be doing that."
I didn't say
I was
it like that.
We don't do that in Australia.
Let me change your mind right now.
I'm gonna
reach
that.
You, Diane.
Yeah.
In that argument.
Yeah.
If you don't put that at the end, you might end up paying for the next person's shopping.
Yeah, well, that's true, but I don't think that's what you're thinking.
The thing is, I think...
That is a very good,
valid
point.
It's more just you don't think of, like...
Other people.
you were trying to think of a nice way to say that, weren't you?
No, but it's a good thing, like, because you're very sort of... You are very happy-go-lucky. You know, if I make a mistake, doesn't matter.
Because
no one's going to die.
Joe will fix it.
I'm the opposite. I am so concerned about what people will think.
Right.
Yeah.
That I am like... I know you're like this as well.
Yeah.
Where I'm like... I don't want people to think that we're rude by doing this, or I will collect people's trolleys to put them back in the trolley bay.
If
I see one on the way, because I don't want to like leave. I reckon you just leave your trolley by the car.
Oh, I nearly did it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I thought, so like, if Joe was here, he would get really angry at me. And plus, I put a pound in there, so I wanted the pound back.
That
was kind of the only thing really
they did that
drawing
for
me
people
to that.
Like you.
In Diane's defense, so I feel like I've put the thing down, the barrier, the little rubber barrier thing on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like not for other people.
I feel like, I actually feel like it's, I mean, I don't go to the supermarket a lot.
No, I'm waiting to hear where this is gone.
But I feel like I grab the barrier and put it down and expect the next person to grab the barrier and put it down for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Joe's saying.
That's what I'm
saying. I
don't put it down. I'll just leave it.
I thought you were saying Diane doesn't put it down at the end. She doesn't put it down at the beginning.
I don't put it down full
stop. It's down at the beginning because the previous person has put it down.
You have to put it down at the end of your shopping so that you signal to the next person you can now put your stuff up.
I put it down at the beginning of my shopping because the person ahead hasn't put it down
This is blowing my mind.
Oh, so the person in front is like me, yeah, who hasn't put it
maybe,
down.
Yeah.
That's but where so you're do you going. Not put it at the end?
No, I feel like that's for the next person.
No, you got it wrong. You put it at the
because
end.
Then I'm learning, like you said, I'm you learning all kinds of stuff.
They might go, oh, I'm getting away with this, yeah? Club card, boy.
Yeah, especially check it's fucking J for them between us. Shove your stuff up. Yeah. And pay for
it's
that.
On you. Why right. Are there so many strawberries on here?
I love it when a theme just comes through on its own.
Great in that now.
Have you guys ever noticed, because obviously you're Australian and you're English, I'm Scottish and he's English, so there is, like, we've even got some cultural differences, but you are
That's
from...
why you don't have to worry about the barrier thing. There's only about four people in Australia.
Well, you are literally from the other side of the world. Is there anything that ever happens where you're like, well, this is fine in Australia? And he just doesn't get it.
Well, I go out a lot with no shoes on.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, I dropped you off the other day and you took a picture of my feet and I was like, what? Well, no,
she, in the car.
She picked me up
drive barefoot.
Yeah, I was just like, wow. My little toesies.
You are a bit, what do they call it in Australia?
Oh, bogan.
You're
bogan.
A bit bogan. Yeah, a little bit bogan sometimes. Yeah.
She's a bit bogan. But because I come back from London, she picked me up from the train station and I was like, You've got no socks on, let alone shoes. She's driving the car with just like bare, like her toes doing all the work.
That's it.
Which
it's is good. It feels really nice.
Yeah, I
don't think
very
unsafe. I don't think there's many cultural differences between
Australia
and Britain.
No, they are quite similar.
We've got like a good sense of humour.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always said when I was in my youth, in my 20s, I said I know for a fact I'm going to end up with an Australian girlfriend.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Did you?
I think I'm on record saying
you
it.
You are
well,
on record. I get tagged in it daily.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's it was always meant to be. Although you are you're Australian, but you have very strong
Italian. Yeah, my mum's Italian.
Yeah.
Italian. Right. So I have they're like Aussie Italians.
Fiery. Yeah.
Yeah, very fiery.
Fiery.
Yeah, did you ever say on record in your early days that you'd end up with a bud for Glasgow?
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
No, you didn't have that.
You didn't have that one coming.
On your bingo card.
That wasn't there, no.
Doesn't quite sound as romantic for some reason, does it?
In hindsight, I think it does.
Does it? Yeah. But Diane, did I remind you though, like driving barefoot and stuff, you're not stepping out onto like warm... beachy sands, like it's pissing a rain.
I know,
and you just don't care.
Nah, I quite like
just
it.
Just comfortable.
Yes. Yeah, it's just I like feeling the earth on my foot.
You're meant to. You're supposed to.
That was very Australian.
Yeah, the earth on my foot.
Yeah,
it's part of that, but it's part also because you are like a notorious fizzer.
I'm a fizzer.
So I guarantee it would been because she was in a rush to get me.
Right.
So she like because Diane can't. She's
got shoes.
She's not.
I start a thousand things and finish none of them.
Diane can't sit in silence for more than like the idea of like for example like when we talk about holidays where we're going to go on holiday, it's got to be action packed, go go go. The idea of like because we've mentioned the idea every now and then of like, do you ever fancy going to like the Maldives? She's like, not a chance. She's like,
just
I could
relax.
Not sit on a beach. Sitting on a beach
gives
reading
me a
book.
Bit of anxiety.
She has to fizz.
He actually gave me. He said to me yesterday, if I read a book, he would give me £10,000.
Wow!
It has to be read in a month.
You just don't.
Do you know what? That book is sat by my bedside table. I just can't. I'm like, I can't even start it for £10,000. I can't do it.
No, it was Stephen King's It. So it's like that.
Oh, it's pretty big.
Right.
So it was a safe bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a very safe bet.
So I definitely don't have that. Wow.
No, I like it. I like to. Sit down and relax. It's my favourite thing to do.
These youngins are still running about dancing. And
that's it. It's kiddless, isn't it? That's why you got. As soon as a baby turns up, your energy is sapped.
Depleted.
But part of me is like, I admire it though. Like, it annoys me because I'm sat there because all I want to do sometimes is just sit and play a game or do something and then I feel guilty because Diane's fizzing around the house.
Yeah.
Doing 15 things at once and I'm like.
Am I allowed to be doing this?
I feel lazy. Just
but how much is she actually getting done, though?
That's the thing. You get you get a lot done, but it's still there's still like a.
Was that a bad standard we found out with the painting?
There's still flaws in like, whatever I get
no,
done.
No, it's like, for example, you baked a lovely cake.
I did.
The other day,
thank you.
But the kitchen was just a bit, and you cleaned up after yourself immaculately. But it's just like, you know, everything's just a little bit sticky still afterwards.
So it wasn't immaculate.
Like,
she wiped, but she'd wiped with her sleeve or something, so it wasn't quite like done properly.
Our bare feet.
Yeah.
Diane's just like a sort of 14-year-old boy sometimes.
I am. I think I am. Yeah.
That's why I think that's why it works. So because sometimes it is like.
Have you got you've got brothers, haven't you?
Yeah,
have
got
you
got two
any
brothers.
Sisters?
No,
so you're
no
just,
sisters.
You just boys'
just grew
house.
Grew up with two two big brothers.
Yeah.
One was a dancer, one was a football player. They are also chalk and cheese.
Aussie rolls.
One was a baker, one was a
baker. No, one was a butcher.
One was a cobbler.
Oh,
was
a butcher and a baker.
And we were in the front page of the Bunbury Mail saying, I wonder what Diane will be, a candlestick maker? And I had to go to school and people were like, oh, you're going to be a candlestick maker.
Bunbury.
Bunbury Mail.
It sounds like a town like that Chris Lilley would made up.
It's such a Chris Lilley town, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Dunton. Dunton. That's it. Yeah. That's the town that Daniel and Nathan.
Nathan!
Done. Right, this is what we did the whole night at our house. Do you remember?
Yeah, oh my God, yes.
Do you remember Diane and James just went off into their own little world and then we just talked about how irritating they were?
It's because we started talking about Chris Lilley.
Oh, massive fan.
That's the end of part one, but you can already listen to part two. It's available right now. Go and check it out.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.